Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Balava Giribarada. Gopi Jana Balava Giribaradhari. Jashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Banachari. Yamuna Tira Banachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Gopi Jana Balava Giribaradhari. Gopi Jana Balava Giribaradhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Banacha. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Balava Giribaradhari. Gopi Jana Balava Giribaradhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Banachari. Yamuna Tira Banachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari ki jai. Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Jayam Udiraye. Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavat Yutama Shloke. Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 22, Verse 42. Rajavacha Krito Me Anugraha Purvam Hari Nartanu Kampina Tam Apadaitam Brahman Bhagavan Yuyam Agata Rajavacha Kito Me Nugraha Purvam Harinartanu Kampina Tamapadaitam Brahman Bhagavan Yuyam Agata Rajavacha Krito Me Nugraha Purvam Harinartanu Kampina Tam Apadaitam Brahman Bhagavan Yuyam Agata. Rajavacha Kutoyam Nugrahak Turvam Harinartanu Kampina Tamapa Paritam Brahman Bhagavan Yuyamagata Rajavacha Tatome Nugraha Purvam Harinatanu Kampina Tamapapdaitam Brahman Bhagavan Yuyamagata Rajavacha Tomo Nugata Purvam Harinanartu Kampina Tamapadaitam Brahman Bhagavan Yuyamagata. Any ladies, anyone else? Rajavacha Tome Nugaha Purvam Harinatanu Kampina Tamapadaitam Brahman Bhagavan Yuyamagata Rajavacha. The king said, Krita, done, may, unto me, anugraha, causeless mercy, purvam, formerly, harina, by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, artha anukampina, compassionate for persons in distress. Tam, that, apadaitam, to confirm it, brahmana, O brahmana, Bhagavan, O powerful one, yuyam, all of you, agata, have arrived here. The king said, O brahmana, O powerful one, formerly Lord Vishnu showed me his causeless mercy, indicating that you would come to my house. And to confirm that blessing, you have all come. Repeat, the king said, O brahmana, O powerful one, formerly Lord Vishnu showed me his causeless mercy, indicating that you would come to my house. And to confirm that blessing, you have all come. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. When Lord Vishnu appeared in the great arena of sacrifice at the time when King Prithu was forming a great sacrifice, Ashwamedha, he predicted that the Kumaras would very soon come and advise the king. Therefore, Prithu Maharaj remembered the causeless mercy of the Lord and thus welcomed the arrival of the Kumaras, who were fulfilling the Lord's prediction. In other words, when the Lord makes a prediction, he fulfills that prediction through some of his devotees. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted that both his glorious names and the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra would be broadcast in all towns and villages of the world. Who knows that verse? Again, loud, let everybody repeat it. Nagaradi Gram. Sarvat prachar hoy be moranam. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada desired to fulfill this great prediction, and we are following in their footsteps. Regarding his devotees, Lord Krishna told Arjuna, Konteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashati. O son of Kunti, declare it boldly that my devotee will never perish. Bhagavad Gita 3:31, is it? The point is that the Lord himself could declare such things, but it was his desire to make the declaration through Arjuna and thus doubly assure that his promise would never be broken. The Lord himself promises, and his confidential devotees execute the promise. The Lord makes so many promises for the benefit of suffering humanity. Although the Lord is very compassionate upon suffering humanity, human beings are generally not very anxious to serve him. The relationship is something like that between the father and the son. The father is always anxious for the welfare of the son, even though the son forgets or neglects the father. The word anukampina is significant. The Lord is so compassionate upon the living entities that he comes himself into this world in order to benefit fallen souls. Everyone's becoming more aware of that now, I guess, since his appearance day is next week. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam shajamyaham. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharat, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. 4.7. Thus, it is out of compassion that the Lord appears in his different forms. Lord Sri Krishna appeared on this planet out of compassion for the fallen souls. Lord Buddha appeared out of compassion for the poor animals who were being killed by the demons. Lord Nrisingadeva appeared out of compassion for Prahlad Maharaj. The conclusion is that the Lord is so compassionate upon the living souls within this material world that he comes himself or sends his devotees and his servants to fulfill his desire to have all the fallen souls come back home, back to Godhead. Thus, Lord Sri Krishna instructed Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna for the benefit of the entire human society. Intelligent men should therefore seriously consider this Krishna conscious movement and fully utilize the instructions of Bhagavad Gita and as preached without adulteration by his pure devotees. Om Agana Timirandasya Ganandana Shalakaya Chaksura Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swa Padantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschachade Satarane Panchakalpa Truvyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namaha Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Tushe Namaha Panchatatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam Bhakta Vataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakti Shaktikam E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavanishari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Garim Tat Kripa Tamaham Bande Shri Gurundina Tarane Krishna Twadiya Padapanka Japanjarantam Adyaiva Me Visitu Manasaraja Hansan Prana Pranama Samaye Kapapata Pittai Kantavaro Dhanavido Smaranam Kutaste. So thank you for attending. If there's any in a cyberspace or radio, because we can really only speak as much as someone wants to hear. So we always have to pray that the audience will be praying for something good to come out. Krishna can do anything. From him comes remembrance, forgetfulness, and knowledge. So he can take it away and we can babble uselessly. He can give, you know, speak through us. This is one of those purports that's very comprehensive of our whole movement. You know, you can know exactly what we're supposed to be doing and why and how. So it's a quite nice one. Prabhupada was on a radio interview in the very early days in New York. And the interviewer, you know, they study a little bit before they interview someone. So he said, well, a sannyasi is not supposed to cross the ocean. And Prabhupada said, Prithivite Acheyatanagi. He said, Lord Chaitanya knew I was coming. And nobody had ever heard of Lord Chaitanya in those days. But. So by Prabhupada's mercy, to carry out the line, Lord Chaitanya, and many, even previous, Ramanuja traveled all over India many times. Madhvacharya traveled all over India many times to defeat the Mayavadis. Buddha went all over also. Buddha was not only compassionate on animals. Devotees are always compassionate. Can't tolerate to see the suffering of others. It's actually a natural thing, but in Kali Yuga we become quite callous to suffering of others. I get too caught up in my own suffering because there's so much, or there's just so much suffering all around, we don't want to pay attention to it. And like around here, we don't see so much. If you go to New York City, it's actually very difficult to, you know, there's so many people just lying on the street suffering, and I mean really suffering, you know, hungry, or, you know, like a huge overweight, just sleeping on the pavement, and all over the world like that. And can't, how can we help them? Or even you go to Vrindavan, you see cows all over suffering, and stray cows. And we can't, if we try to help them one by one, we really won't be able to cover very much of it. One morning walk in Vrindavan, there was one sadhu kind of guy there talking to Prabhupada. And he was, you know, he was in the Manava Seva Sampradaya, you know. So Prabhupada was laughing, and there was a big tree, you know, and Prabhupada said, "You see that tree?" And he said, "Could you water every leaf on that tree?" And the guy, "Well, no." And Prabhupada said, "Even if you could, it wouldn't help the tree. You have to water the root." Then he told the guy, "You have Gandhi disease." He said, "But we will cure you. We will cure you from that. The root is Krishna. If you put your hand," Prabhupada said, "and just squeeze the rasgulla, you'll just make a mess. You know, you won't get any benefit. You have to put to feed the stomach. You have to water the root of the tree. But then you don't want to water too much. You know, it's a science. But when the rain comes, you know, it does wash the leaves, but the leaves get nutrition from the sunlight, but they also need water. That comes from the root. So Krishna is the root of all existence. So we can help everybody by serving Krishna, by spreading the holy name, because if the consciousness of the world becomes uplifted, and Prabhupada said, not just Hare Krishna, any name of God. We want everyone to chant whatever name they like, but chant it more. Every religion has names of God. And if they want to chant those, great. But encourage them, you know. Spread the idea. And it's happening, you know, all over the world. In America, they have these interfaith, you know, Anuttama Prabhu and they had one year their topic was chanting the name of God or something. And all these Jewish and Hindu, not, I guess, well, he was supposed to be Hindu and Christian and Muslim, they really dug into their scripture and, you know, find out, yeah, that's what it's all about. That's the root. That's everywhere. You know, God has so many names. He has unlimited names. Even just in every language has a few names. And so that's all right. But most people aren't attached to any name. Nowadays people want to be spiritual but not religious. So, you know, we have to try to... No, they used to tell us, you know, and we don't like organized religion. We'd say, "Don't worry, we're not organized." You know, and it was true. But somehow there was organization. But it's all just Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Now we see tremendous organization. But it's all mercy. Nothing can happen without mercy. Perfect organization, unlimited money, you know, manpower. Without the mercy of the Lord, it's not going to spread the holy name. But now we see around here spreading to so many villages. And there's so, every town and village, you know, there's so many villages in the world. We're barely touching, but one way or another, all over the world, we're reaching all kinds of people. In some places, small countries like in Eastern Europe, devotees actually go to a lot of villages. And they find people even that say they had a dream from Jesus and said somebody's going to come with some books. I read one story. But the books are going everywhere. Like in America, you go to the shopping malls and go to these big rock festivals or something. And people come. I went to one, it was in Tennessee, if you know America. Bonnaroo, it's called. There's like 50 bands and all that. But people were there from Seattle and, you know, from all over the country, traveling like really far. And some of them go like all the time, back and forth. And then their books go back to those places. And they're from small towns, which you wouldn't even find on the map sometimes. Just like here, devotees are coming from all kinds of places. So the books are doing it. And then devotees need to, you know, connect with all these people. The internet is doing it. I think it was ISKCON Desire Tree and, you know, and Krishna.com. They have people from all kinds of countries you never heard of, you know, that somehow or other found online Krishna, you know. And so it's a special mercy. So we know the history. I guess you remember, you've been reading this, that Prithu was doing his Ashwamedha Yajnas, and he was trying, for the 100th one? And that would be equal to Indra or something. So Indra was in a lot of anxiety. He's going to get my job, you know, just like all politicians that worried about the election, worried about their enemies. Even rich men, they're, you know, big companies, they're worried somebody's going to take over. So he did everything he could do to stop the sacrifice. And he created the first bogus sannyasis, you know. He disguised himself as a sannyasi and stole the horse. And so finally, Vishnu had to come. And he mediated and he told Prithu just to bow down to Indra and give up, you know, he doesn't have to do so many yajnas. And then Indra was happy. And then he said, the Kumaras will come and they'll guide you. So the Kumaras came. And they give really wonderful instructions. I remember one that hit me was, there's nothing more detrimental to spiritual advancement than focusing on making money, right? And nowadays, so many so-called, sometimes even call themselves gurus, but, you know, leaders, business advisors, they're just telling people, I can make you rich. I'll tell you how to do it. I'll tell you how I did it. And people are thinking that that's the goal of life. And then if they get rich, maybe they can do something else later. But doesn't work. Most of them don't get rich because they don't know about karma. So Lord Chaitanya predicted that these names would be everywhere, and they are going everywhere. We'll find people everywhere we go in the world. By the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, of course, Lord Nityananda, and then Srila Prabhupada, who went to the trouble for us to go to America, fulfill the order of his spiritual master, show us, you know, the value we were hearing a lot yesterday. You know, following the order of the spiritual master, having faith, this will do the job. You know, this is an age of doubt and confusion, but it's being broadcast all over the world by nowadays by people going on. One boy in New Zealand, he just walks around with the mridanga all over New Zealand, chanting, you know, and there's a lot of really small villages and towns. He's reaching out to so many people, many traveling parties in the summer. Then we have Harinam Ruchi, you know, and but then the internet, especially nowadays, really getting out there, you know. And I went to Athens, and the devotees had a friend who had a yoga school, and she had this Tarna Chaitanya there, you know, big kirtan from Croatia. And I said, how did you find out about... She said, oh, I heard on YouTube, and I said, I have to bring him here. And he gets these going to Lebanon and all kinds of places because people hear it. And not only him, but so many. And classes and books are going everywhere. Books are available all over the place. Prabhupada's lectures are available. There's many apps where you can just listen to whatever you want, you know. So Prabhupada says, we are following in their footsteps. And he never said, I am so much. Always we. Taking the order exactly of Bhakti Vinod, Bhakti Siddhanta. And we try to take the order of Prabhupada. All these things here Prabhupada wanted in New Vrindavan, they're manifesting here, all these temples and, you know, somehow or other little Vrindavan. And this line, I always like this one, you declare it boldly. Krishna is telling Arjuna, you're telling us, because the Bhagavad Gita is not just for Arjuna, it's for us. You preach. You declare it boldly. You know, don't leave it to me. You know, you tell it. And then people will believe it. When Indra Dunamaraj met Prabhupada, he said, preach boldly the holy name all over the world, he told him. Don't be afraid. We keep trying to say that. Some devotees are afraid. No, somebody doesn't like it. Who cares? You know, some people didn't like Lord Chaitanya either, but so that's Krishna's order and Lord Chaitanya's order. Go everywhere, whoever you meet, wherever you go, tell them about Krishna. Stay home and tell everybody about Krishna. But tell everybody about Krishna. Take the opportunity. So he makes so many promises. They're all for the benefit of suffering humanity. Prabhupada gave all these promises. You just stick with it. Chant 16 rounds every day. Follow the regulated principles. You go back to Godhead. Krishna promises like that so many times. Surely you will come to me. Just, you know, we don't want to get bewildered by, you know, some scholarly person that says, no, you have to go through all these stages and you have to do this and that. You have to take 6 million lifetimes. No, just surrender. Because if we just give it up, you know, I remember my traveling Sankirtan partner back in the 70s, his name was Loka Sarangadan. Now he lives in Vrindavan and he's called Parvat Maharaj. You might have seen him. He's got a big beard and really long hair. He's quite respected amongst the Brijbasis. He's very austere. He was a very simple person. And people always, in order to avoid giving donations, they'd say, well, I only have a $20 bill or something, you know, and I can't give that much, you know. That's okay. We'd say, it's okay, I've changed, you know. He would say, just give it up. It's just paper, man, just give it up. And they would, you know. And he was totally detached. He didn't care about the money at all. But just give it up. It's just paper, you know. And they'd say, well, what's the donation for? He'd say, we're helping everybody. Nobody could argue. He really believed it. And it's true. We are helping everybody simply by spreading the holy name, simply by reading, even just chanting by yourself. Whatever you do, the vibration is purifying the planet. And when we read the Bhagavatam, and when we share it, it's just so powerful, so wonderful. So the Lord is so compassionate, and he wants to save him. But then he said, the people are not so anxious to serve. So we have to inspire them. We have to make arrangements where they can serve. Giving out prasadam, and people can serve by eating prasadam. You know, it works, right? You can see it, especially in Juhu, Chowpatty. People are lined up for prasadam, you know. They pay for it. Some of them don't even really realize it's prasadam, but it's just, you know, good food or something. But people give donations. People hear the holy name when, you know, they're getting purified. If they just appreciate, it's another teaching somewhere in the fourth canto that if someone just appreciates the preachers, they can get the same benefit as the preachers. It won't be as much fun, but they get the spiritual benefit. So we become very happy if someone says, well, you know, I appreciate what you guys are doing, you know. Okay, good. Thank you. You know, because we need encouragement. So Anukampana, he's very compassionate. He comes himself whenever and wherever. This is, you know, the Janmashtami verses, the beginning of the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Now we have Janmashtami coming. We have Balaram's appearance. Balaram was making the womb of Devaki purified, so that Krishna could come. And then he appeared first in Braj to welcome Krishna, you know. And we heard how he did everything. And Nordinshananda, you know, he served Lord Chaitanya as an associate, but especially by going to Bengal and preaching everywhere. And because in Bengal is where he could really get the Namhatta going and millions of people chanting. And so Lord Nityananda served like that from a distance. He also went to visit against the order of the Lord. He went back to Puri. Lord Chaitanya was actually happy. So he has many different forms. Krishna, it's all out of compassion for the devotees, you know, we see the Bhagavatam around here. You know, he's trying to help us. And one form is the Srimad Bhagavatam. No one can understand the potency. Some devotees are understanding, they're distributing sets of Srimad Bhagavatam a lot, even in America, even in everywhere. Then we want people to read them. We want to have to give association. We have to make ourselves available. So he spoke Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, and he appeared as Vyasadeva to preserve it. And it's been handed down by so many acharyas. We need to connect with all of them. We connect through our gurus. And we can also pass it on. Everybody. Prabhupada said, you know, listed this parampara one time, starting from the Goswamis or something, and he said, and all of you, and that, you know, he said, I'm number or something, and all of you are whatever the next number was. Everybody, and you're the next number, whatever, you know, is never ending. Prabhupada, the potency is there, and anyone who takes it can pass it on. Simply by, you know, repeating what we've heard, or simply by just being happy devotees. I heard Radhanath Swami say, well, the best way to make devotees is happy devotees. You know, happier devotees mean more devotees. More devotees should make us happy sometimes. Of course, you know, you have to take care of so many devotees. We have to take care of devotees. When we started the devotee care mission in the GBC, you know, you have basic material care, the eating and sleeping has to be provided for. But then we need mental care, especially in this age. People are coming. India may be a little bit better, but in the West, people are coming already like with terrible mental illnesses, you know, and heavy medication and everything. And then it's not easy to take care of that. but we have to work on it. Sometimes they can't, you know, you can't just say just chant Hare Krishna because they're too disturbed. Then spiritual care, you know, and people have, we have to appreciate, we have to encourage devotees, we have to, you know, be thankful, be grateful for the association of devotees, because without that association, where would we be? Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Shastra Koi, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoy. I just heard on a walk someone asked Prabhupada, how can that, you know, 1/11th of a second, you know, inconceivable, right? If you have a stopwatch, you can't click even 1 second, you know. So it's not much time, but that much association with devotees, it starts something. There's a seed, and that seed will grow. It may take time, different people, just like certain things like the rice I saw out there. I mean, in the last couple of days, it's grown so much. It's very perceptible, right? How fast the rice grows. I saw that in Bali, rice is everywhere. And, you know, they'd be out planting it, and then next time I looked, it was like this big, and, you know, it grows really fast. Some things, like one kind of bamboo we hear about, it takes 5 years before it even peaks out of the ground. And then, anybody know, it grows like 1 meter a day or some ridiculous fast, you know. And people will think of, what are you doing watering that? Nothing's happening, you know, you're wasting your time. So some people can very quickly take to Krishna consciousness, and memorize slokas and play the mridanga and everything. Obviously for other people it takes time. They have a lot of problems. But if devotees are loving and caring and compassionate and patient, most important, utsahan nischayad dairyat, you know, to be patient. Krishna gives us, you know, we can't say, but Krishna, I want this right now. Why don't you give me what I want? You know. But he has his, he knows what's best for everybody, and he has his plan. But Lord Chaitanya's prediction is coming true. We can see it by so many ways. And just look at the book distribution scores from all over the world. Books are being distributed even, you know, in Antarctica. People are picking up on the radio. One devotee in Ghana, he's broadcasting, started out on the local radio stations in local language. But somehow those stations, you know, Ghanaian people all over the world pick up on it. And he's become like really famous amongst Ghanaian people. I mean, really famous. He's got groups all over the world. Transformation. And he preaches, you know, it's so-called, it's like bridge preaching, but there is direct preaching in there. And he sells Bhagavad Gitas, tells them to, you know, download the Bhagavatam. And they, some of follow Ekadasi, all kinds of things. And they're really into it. So he's going himself all over America, Europe, Dubai, you know. And just because he went on the radio, and devotees were criticizing him, you know. Yeah, he's not, you know, because he had to go at midnight and stuff. All right. It wasn't direct preaching, you know. He would talk about other things, like Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj did, like everybody does. If you're talking to people that, you know, Prabhupada could just bang it right out, you know, no matter who he was talking to. And not all of us can do that. But we have to make friends with people. You know, that's the most important thing. Because if you're a friend, they'll listen. And then you can preach. Then they'll give a donation. So devotees make friends. Krishna's the best friend. We're supposed to be friends, you know. Make friends. Be friendly. Make very nice kirtans that people can just enjoy. We get a lot of people in New York, you know, the Harinam, and you see people just watching. But we have to be careful because we go to try to show them a book. Some of them just run away. But some, I just like the music. You know. I just like the music. Okay, you know, we don't want to stop you. Stay as long as you want. But, you know, or they just like the mridanga or something, you know, they want to know what's that thing they're playing. So, but they're chanting, they're hearing the holy name. So it's spreading. They take it, and they take movies like anything, Harinam, anywhere in the world. So many people taking movies of it. In Japan, though, I see people, I think they're taking a movie, but they're actually getting a selfie lined up, you know, for the building behind them. And they're standing there, you know, looks. But still, a lot of people take movies. And they put it on their Facebook or their Instagram or whatever thing they're using these days. And it's going all over the world. And they're remembering it. So this is special mercy, all these things of Kali Yuga, all the facilities we have. Please take advantage of everything. Keep this, you know, places like, you know, temples are also, you know, everything is preaching. People come to the temple and really nice prasadam, beautiful deities, clean, happy devotees, being greeted nicely, you know. Because in the karmi world, you go to a hotel and they greet you really nicely, you know. They may not love you very much, but they greet you very nicely, right? It seems like, you know, in Japan, if you get on the elevator operator bows down all the time. You know. They teach him how to bow down, you know. So if you go early to the department store, there's somebody standing next to every escalator, and then they bow down. You know. So you think, oh, yes, I'm very important. I'll have to buy something here. They're treating me so nicely. But that's what it is, you know. It's their job. But devotees, it's genuine. So, and Prabhupada said, they're buying the books because of the sincerity. He said, they've never seen a sincere person before. That bewilders people. They meet devotees, and they don't know what happens sometimes. But they go away, and they can't think how to, you know. But they got the holy name. They get the mercy. Devotees are giving prasadam everywhere, even in the war. So people appreciate. And devotees are doing it out of love, doing it out of compassion, trying to help the animals, you know, by distributing prasadam, take care of cows, promoting cow products, you know. So many wonderful things. So it's just growing more and more, and all of you are a major part of it. We're getting very old, you know. Somebody told me in Malaysia, said, we're all praying that Prabhupada disciples will live 150 years. I said, I think you better pray that you can become, you know, take up the mission, because it's not very likely your prayers are going to accomplish something like that. You know? But if you pray that I can, please let us get out and preach and let us, you know, you can be more better, you know, you can do much more. So many devotees are doing much more. They're much more. Like Sarabi Prabhu, he was in Vrindavan, and he said, you know, we were all picked up out of the garbage can, you know. Now we have all these really qualified people coming, and they're willing to use their, you know, so much tapasya they did for studying and getting, you know, qualifications. And they're willing to offer it all to Krishna without, you know, the what most people just want to get the big job for, you know, the big money. Because realize, okay, you get much more, you get Krishna. What's the use of money without Krishna? Just a burden, you know. These people just working so hard to get money and looking to hear from someone who has a lot of money. Oh, it's all in the Bhagavatam. It's all there in the 12th canto, chapter 3. Chapter 2 is it, you know, the predictions of the Kali Yuga. But the real prediction is that the holy name is spreading all over the world. The golden age of Lord Chaitanya is spreading and moving, and just we're all part of it, so special mercy. And we pray to King Prithu, pray to the four Kumaras. You know, they're all in our, they're all Vaishnavas. And we're connected. We have Prabhupada's example, you know, which is the most amazing, what he did, how he did it, you know, from such humble beginnings, never discouraged, somehow seemingly discouraged. he used to come back with the Sumati Maharaji said, and she would ask him, Prabhupada was exhausted, you know, he's taking the bus to Bombay or something, and he'd say, nobody today, nothing. And then he'd say, but tomorrow will be better. And he would go again. And he was writing so many letters and trying to connect with people to take books and get something done. And then Krishna, it suddenly everything exploded. And it's just growing more and more. So very hard to keep up, you know, trying to, where should we go when we're traveling preachers, you know. There's just so many places to go with so many devotees, so much growth. It's really amazing, actually, in so many places. All right, so it's probably over time, or not quite. Any comments? What are your comments or contributions or questions? Yes, sir.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, I believe in the purport, if I'm not incorrect, there was a statement something like the names of Lord Chaitanya would be spread around the world along with the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Yeah, that's what it said.
Yeah. That's very interesting.
I thought that was interesting also.
Yeah. What does this mean? Is it like Gauranga campaigns or Nitai Gauranga? What does
it mean? I guess so. I mean, the Gauranga campaign was really phenomenal. Everybody knows about that? In Scotland? You know, they knew that people knew Hare Krishna as a religion. And they got this idea to spread Gauranga. And they just went wild. They started just painting it, even on bridges, and some of it's still there, actually. Big bridge on the highway. Gauranga. Call out Gauranga, be happy. They did amazing things. And on their Sankirtan, they make a deck of cards. On the back of every card said Gauranga. They had cigarette lighters, said Gauranga. So every time they light, you know, and stickers, they would print those roller stickers, you know, and people would just stick them everywhere in public toilets and public telephones. And it got really famous. They even had a computer whiz, and they got like email addresses of whole countries and making pop-ups, you know, and just pop up everywhere, call out Gauranga, be happy. And they, you know, they would ask people, if you look still on the internet, just search Gauranga, call out Gauranga or something. Huge number of hits. People saying, yeah, I feel good, you know, I like it. I think it's something to do with the Hare Krishnas. It was cheap there. They had 10 buses painted blue and yellow, call out Gauranga, city buses, for 1 year. And one of them, nobody hired that bus, and it kept going for a long time. So that's one way. But we have Nitai Gaur, you know, deities everywhere. People are chanting Nitai Gauranga to some extent, part of kirtan. And Prabhupada, there are many places where they had all the quotes, you know, Gauranga, there's no offense. And then we have so many people named Gauranga and different things. So, but it's interesting how it says that. So, and this is Prabhupada's, you know, purport. He put so much into this purport, yesterday's purport. Many like that. You know, it's just everything is there. That the Bhagavatam can be one sloka, it can be four slokas, it can be 10 million slokas, and it's all Bhagavatam. And the commentaries are just spreading it more and more. And they did a lot of books along, and there was one little cut that was on the internet for a while. Some devotees somewhere, they had Mridanga cartels, three or four devotees, and they'd go up to, "Can you say Gauranga?" And they'd say, "Gauranga." And they'd go, "Hi, Gauranga, 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 Gauranga." And everybody's like, "What's going on here?" But they remember that, you know. And then it's something to do with the Hare Krishnas. And nobody was quite sure what it was, you know. So one way or another, in the Maha Mantra, the name of Krishna, not necessarily the whole mantra, but, you know, in so many ways Krishna used it. And George Harrison, I just read from Shamasundar, he was working at George Harrison's house, and they came in like 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock, George Harrison and I guess the drummer, and what's his name in the organ? Billy Preston. Billy Preston was a Christian preacher, actually, and gospel singer. And he was George Harrison's buddy. And so they came in with their new song, My Sweet Lord. And Shamsundar was up on the ladder, and they said, "Want to hear this song? What do you think about it?" And they were all excited. I guess they'd been up all night or something. So they got to hallelujah, hallelujah. And Shamsundar said, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna." And so they put that in, put the Hare Krishna in. And at that time, rock and roll was sex, drugs, and rock and roll. I mean, there's no question. That was about it, right? There was one song, going up to the spiritual world, sky, that's where I'm gonna go when I die. But otherwise it was just, you know, Kiss, Queen, you know, this really gross stuff, you know. And that song became like super big hit all over the world, number one. And the album, and George, never before had there been such a thing. 3 vinyls, you know. So many songs he had, the Beatles wouldn't publish them. So, and they were, most of them were Bhagavad Gita, you know. My Sweet Lord, and then chant the name of the Lord, look out for Maya, you know, all things must pass, you know, like Prabhupada taught him how to write songs. Spent every day, 5 days or 6 days, he came for a couple hours. Prabhupada, "I'll teach you to write songs of separation." So My Sweet Lord is like, you know, "I really want to be with you. I want to talk with you." You know, it's a separation. It blew everybody's mind. So this is a completely religious song. And then so many devotees started chanting because of that. And Allen Ginsberg, he was, you know, famous homosexual drug addict, but he liked Prabhupada and he helped. And so Prabhupada said, "When you do your poetry reading," he was also a really good poet. And we all, you know, loved it. And when you do your poetry reading, you should chant, because he liked chanting. So that was my first kirtan. I staggered over after waking up like 4 o'clock in the afternoon or something to hear Allen Ginsberg. And the first thing, for a half hour, he chanted Hare Krishna. And many devotees have that story. So Prabhupada, you know, just... And Malati said after a while, he said, you know, "Separate yourselves from Allen Ginsberg." But in the beginning, he had him lead kirtan at the Mantra Festival, the Mantra Rock. He had Allen Ginsberg lead the kirtan because he was such a... The fact that he would be there attracted so many people. And Prabhupada stood next to him and said, "You chant." And then after a while, Prabhupada took over. So Prabhupada, you know, he could engage anyone and everyone. And so we're all here because of that. And in spite of, you know, whatever lack of any previous piety, but somehow or other, you know, causeless mercy. And devotees were arguing with Prabhupada on one walk. Sciences say everything has a cause. And Prabhupada was saying, you know, that's not the real cause. So finally, he said, what about causeless mercy? Prabhupada said, the mercy is the cause. It's because the mercy is causeless, but that's the cause of the cause. So anyway, it's all mercy, and the mercy's there. Vishujan, once he was obviously getting so much mercy. He was totally enlivened all the time. Although I heard him say once, he said, I'm not always blissful. He said, you think? He said, I just fake it sometimes because I want to enliven devotees. So he's always, but so much energetic chant. And when they'd go for Harinam, he would chant for hours and hours and hours. And Gargamuni said, you know, all the devotees didn't want anyone else. There were many other kirtan leaders. They just, no, we want it. Gargamuni told me, he said, I didn't like going out. I didn't like, but I went out just to hear Vishnujan sing. And he used to come to the temple in Vrindavan every day just to hear Indra, you know. Otherwise, he didn't like going to the temple, but he wanted to hear Indra chant. But so he asked Prabhupada, why am I getting so much mercy more than everyone else? Prabhupada said, no. And he said, why are you giving me more? He said, no, I'm giving everybody the same. You're taking it, he said. That's the only difference. It's flooding, you know, everywhere. Just like when the rain, you know, it's everywhere, but the sun shines everywhere, but if you stay in a cave, you're not going to get the benefit. So you're all getting the mercy, and please share it. Pray for all of us. Pray for me. You know, because time is running out. You know, we're all in line. I read someone said we can't go to the back of the line. You know, but I said, yeah, but we might be called to the front of the line. Okay, you can come now, you know, even though you're waiting in the back. You know, that happened to me a few times in Thailand, where they respect monks, you know, and then lined up in the check-in, and somebody will come, you come over here, you know, and they'll take you right to the business class or something and check in real quick. And doesn't happen every day, though. But so we don't know when. It's not going to be Yamaraj, but when hopefully it won't be Yamaraj. But when the time comes, you know, you can check out. You're finished. Krishna wants you somewhere else. You can't say, no, I can't go now. Although Jayapataka Swami said, that Prabhupada and Krishna ask him, when, you know, do you want to go back to Godhead or do you want to stay and preach? And he said, I want to stay and preach. And that was when he apparently was in a coma. He wasn't, though, because he was very responsive to devotees. Not to the doctors, but to the devotees. And then he told Mahavishnu Swami, he said, but I didn't know I'd be in this condition. But he's doing it. And he said he had a few dreams, like he's seeing all these devotees saying, come on, it's really nice. And he, no, I have so much work to do. But he's just proving to us that the material conditions don't matter. You know, you don't have to have a strong young body to preach, but if you have one, please use it, you know, while it's young and strong. You know, because take care of it also. too many of us older devotees thought, you know, we had instant transcendence or something. You don't have to bother about the body. It doesn't, you know, you're not the body. And then you have to pay the price later. But take care of it, but use it, everything for Krishna, because there's no loss. Just like we offer bhoga to Krishna, it just becomes better. We don't. It's not that you can't eat because Krishna ate it. You know. So gradually we can realize that the more I give to Krishna, it's just going to come better, whatever I give. If I give all my life, I give all my money, I give everything, it only gets better. It's not going to lose. There's no loss. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Preetu Maharaj Ki Jai. Four Kumaras Ki Jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari. All glories to the assembled devotees. Most important thing. First time I heard that, I thought, these people are bragging about themselves or something. Weird, you know, because it doesn't sound like yogis. But then I understood they were appreciating the other devotees, you know. Not thinking I'm a devotee, but we're glorifying the other devotees because we are so fortunate to be around them. For Kirtan. Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Ki Jai. Shri Radha Madan Mohan Ki Jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo.
His Holiness Kavichandra Swami Maharaj Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada.
Every town and village. There's a lot of it. How many villages in India?
How many villages in India?
Anybody know? How many in Maharashtra? You're going out at the other farm, they're going out, Bullakart, Nagaradi Gram. It's just unlimited. And that's all over the world, you know. Yeah.
There's 664,369 villages in India. That's according to 2019 census.
664,369. Okay. How many have we been to? How many has Namhata parties and headquarters? Right? A lot. In Bengal, there's tens of thousands of Namhatas. Orissa, a lot also. And they're flourishing. And especially since the Panchatattva installation. The Namhata preaching just took off like really big. So when they have the Namhata festival in Mayapur after the Gaur Purnima festival, there's more people there than the whole world coming. So-called whole world. So we have a big job ahead of us. All right? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So everybody's hungry after feasting last night? No? Satisfied?